Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. Thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to open our hearts, Lord God, for your word today, Lord God. Open our ears and our eyes, O God, that may see, O God, what you're revealing to us today, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We give you praise. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank hallelujah. Today, praise the Lord. It's in my heart to share to you about blowing the trumpet in Zion. Amen. Blowing the trumpet in Zion. You know that blowing the trumpet is a spiritual weapon. Yes, yes. Amen. And brothers and sisters, whether you like it or not, we are in a spiritual battle. Yes, yes. Amen. Yes, every second, every minute. Amen. The devil hates us so much. Yeah. Amen. But the Lord gave us the victory already. Amen. There's a but. Amen. So this is called a shofar. Every time you see trumpet in the Bible, the Hebrew word for trumpet is shofar, shofarim. It's made from a ram's horn, or a kudu horn. We believe that God has given us revelation that we wish to share. This is from another where I got my study, and they said that we believe that this will add a new dimension, especially in our intercessory praying and spiritual warfare. The Lord has revealed the dynamic of the use of shofar or the ram's horn as used by the Israelites in the Old Testament times. We liken it to the dynamic of fasting. We don't fully understand the power of it, why or how it works. But it works, brothers and sisters. And later on, we're going to study the significance of blowing the shofar through the Word of God. Yes, yes. Amen? As I've said earlier, anywhere in the Old Testament where it's translated trumpet, the Hebrew word is shofar. And there are so many stories in the Bible, like the story of Gideon, the Jericho March, the Joshua. There's so many examples in the Bible where they brought their trumpets or the shofar, and the Lord gave them victory. Yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We will study that, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let me give you some testimony from the churches or ministries who have been using this. They said, we have seen dramatic changes and fruit from the blowing of the shofar during our intercession and worship times. We do this not as a tool or a religious rite, but purely as the Spirit leads. We are also aware of many churches around the world beginning to include the use of shofar. Like the Pensacola in Florida, the Assemblies of God, is one of the prime example. Amen. We have testimonies of people blowing the shofar in their homes during prayer times. Also seeing breakthrough and victory as a result. We believe that the Lord is in the process of restoring His people. All of the truths that have been stolen by the devil over the last 2,000 years. If the devil made a point of taking it, then we can be sure there is a power in it. It doesn't bother with trivialities. We have in the shofar a powerful tool for our worship and powerful weapon for our spiritual warfare. Are you ready? Amen. Amen. Fasten your seatbelt. You can also use this as a, it's very hard. It's very hard material. Yeah, if someone goes to our house, Be careful. The thief. Amen. In the Bible, the blowing of the shofar was first heard when God called Moses to the summit of Mount Sinai to receive the tablets of the law. And it will be sounded at the end of days to announce the return of Messiah and the rapture of the bride. Amen. So the Lord uses this instrument. Amen. There are many uses of this instrument. The biblical blowing of the shofar. It is a call to gather for worship. It is a call to gather for worship. You can find that in the book of Psalms, in the book of 2 Chronicles. There's a lot of verses. There's a lot of verses. 2 Chronicles 29, 26 to 28. Let's go to that verse. Amen. 2 Chronicles 29, 26 to 28.
Chapter 29, verses 26
to 28. 2 Chronicles 29, 26 to 28. The Levites stood in the instruments of David and the priests with trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began with the instruments and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So the assembly worshiped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshiped. So, brothers and sisters, it is a call to gather for worship. Also, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 15:14. Let's look at that. 1 Chronicles 15:14. So the priest and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring the ark, to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of Levites bore the ark on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded them according to their word. Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be singers, accompanied by instruments of music, string instruments, harps, cymbals, and raising the voice with resounding joy. They also use this to make proclamation in 1 Samuel 13, verse 3. Let's look at 1 Samuel 13, verse 3. And Jonathan attacked the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. Then Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." Amen. So when they want to announce something, they use the trumpet. Amen. It also symbolizes freedom and liberty. In the book of Leviticus 25, verse 9 and 10. Let's go to Leviticus 25, verse 9 and 10. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound to the 10th day of the 7th month on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. So it's also a symbolizing freedom and liberty. Amen. A while ago, Elder Sally mentioned about if you owe debt to someone, this is the time of Jubilee too. You will be free. Amen. They give you liberty. Amen. They give you freedom from all your debts. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. Thank you, Lord. As I mentioned earlier, it was also at the giving of the Ten Commandments in the mountains where Moses was. There was a loud thunder and a loud noise, a loud trumpet when the Lord was giving the tablets to Moses. Amen. It is also the sound, the alarm for war. In Joel chapter 2, verse 1, it says there, blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Yeah, would you like to read that? Joel chapter 2, verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Brothers and sisters, they blow the trumpet because they want to awaken the soul. They want to awaken the people. They want people to go to repentance, to repent. Amen? The same thing with us, brothers and sisters. We might be sleeping spiritually, but the trumpet will wake us up. Amen? The trumpet will wake us up. Amen? Let us sound the alarm for war. Amen? Remember, we are at war all the time. All the time, we are at war. It is also used for the coronation of a king in 1 Kings 1:34. Would you like to read that? 1 Kings 1:34. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint king over Israel and blow the horn and say, long live King Solomon. So they were anointing Solomon as king. Prophet Nathan and Zadok the priest. So they also sounded the alarm. They also sounded the trumpet. It is also a sign of way of coronating the king. Amen? It is a call to battle and war. In Numbers 10:9. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. So why do they want to sound the alarm? Because you will be remembered before the Lord, and you will be saved from your enemies. Hallelujah. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are good, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, every day, this week when I was with Peter John, I always sing to him, blow the trumpet in Zion. I don't know if he likes my voice. Yeah, sometimes he goes to sleep fast. And then I just played the shofar on my phone. There's a recording of the shofar. And I just play it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, this battle that we have with him is only temporary. Amen. Yeah, we believe that the Lord gave us the victory already.
Amen.
The Lord. In Judges 7:22, It is to induce fear and confusion in the enemy. And we are going to read that. It's a very interesting story. Let's go to Judges. I like that story. It's like watching an action movie. Yeah. Judges chapter 7. Let me read it to you. Chapter 7, Judges 7. We're starting on verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose early and encamped beside the well of Harod, so that the camp of Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim their glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" Brothers and sisters, we always say this, that in everything that we do, whether we eat or drink, we do it for the glory of God. Amen. So this one, the Lord saw them, they are too many, you know. If you win right now, there's you're too many, you might give glory to yourself. Amen. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to give glory to ourselves. There's a word in Jeremiah that says that cursed is the man who trusts in himself, who trusts in man. Especially those who trust in their strength or in their flesh. He will be like a plant in the desert that will not grow. Amen. And when good comes, he will not know it. Amen. It is better to trust in God, brothers and sisters. If we trust in the Lord, it says there that we are like a river, we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When heat comes, we will not worry about, you know, drying up. Our leaves will always be green and we will be always fruitful. Amen. We will not be afraid of drought. That's why it's good to trust and put our hope in the Lord alone. Amen. So instead of telling Gideon that he would give him more men, God told him that there's too many men to gain the victory. Sometimes God works through our weaknesses better than through our strengths. There are times when we have too much on our side in the natural for God to give the victory. If we depend on ourselves and our own strength too much, God cannot work. Our problem is not big enough for God to give us a miracle if anyone can help us but God. God is telling Gideon that his men were too strong in themselves and that he wanted them in a position where they would have to depend entirely on him. God cut their army down to a size that is made possible for them to experience victory without his divine intervention. Sometimes, you know, pride and boasting creeps into us. It ruins the best of people when that happens. So God has to help us to stay humble and totally dependent on Him. Israel had repeated the same cycle over and over since their exodus from Egypt. They would lean entirely on God and He would help them. Then they would become self-sufficient, disobedient, and rebellious, thinking that they do not need God, and their Christians and their circumstances would once again become bad. When they trusted God, they defeated their enemies. When they did not, their enemies defeated them. Trust God and experience victory in your life. Amen. Do you need victory today?
Yes.
Trust God, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you also, you know, for visiting Peter and John yesterday. And, you know, the brethren who were there, it ministered to all of us. Amen. I like what brother said, that, you know, we are Christians. Christians. If you take away the I-A-N, I am nothing. Amen. Yeah, if you take the Christ out and the word Christians. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. Let's continue the story. It's getting better. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. Imagine that big army just cooking for them. That's a lot of food. Amen. But 22,000, you know, became 10,000. Some of them were afraid. You know, sometimes fear creeps into us, right? Fear creeps into us. But that's okay. As long as we turn to God, you know, turn to Him, when we're fearful, the Lord will understand. Amen. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then I will be that of whom I say to you, this one, go with you, and of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought the people down into the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who lap, putting their hand on their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men who have lapped, I will save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man into his place. From 10,000, it went down to 300. Amen. It's getting better, right? It's getting better, 300. So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. It happened in the same night that the Lord said to him, arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. Brothers and sisters, the Lord speaks to us. Amen. The Lord spoke to Gideon, I will deliver them into your hand. Amen. That's good to hear, right? Sometimes we hear a word from the Lord, or most of the time we hear instruction from the Lord, and we have to obey it. Amen. But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outposts of the armed men who were in the camp. Now the Midianites and the Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels are without number as the sand by the seashore in multitude. Imagine, there's too many of the enemies, right? And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. It came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, into the hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp. And so it was when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and interpretation that he worshipped. Brothers and sisters, Gideon hasn't, has he heard that they, the Lord will deliver them, the Midianites, right? What did he do? He didn't even got the, you know, they haven't gone to the battle yet, but he already thanked the Lord. He worshipped him. You know, it is as soon as Gideon received a personal word from God, he began to talk about the battle before him as though it were already won. Amen. He did not wait to see the results of the battle before he proclaimed the triumph of the Lord, but he began to praise and worship God as though he already had the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So what do we do? You know, we can thank God for the answer already. We can thank God, especially when you hear the word of the Lord, when you have a word
that's right.
To hold on. Amen. Just thank God and use that word in your praying. Amen. In verse 16, he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put the trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look at me and do likewise. Watch, and when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp and say, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.' So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They had the torches in their left hand and the trumpets in their right hand for blowing, and they cried, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.' And every man stood in his place all around the camp, and the whole army ran and cried out and fled." Amen. When the 300 blew the trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his companion throughout the whole camp. Brothers and sisters, when they did this, according to the instruction of the Lord, it brought confusion to the enemy. They struck each other. Amen. There's no loss on their side. Amen. But the enemy, they were scattered. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's what happens, brothers and sisters, when we are in a warfare. Amen. And we use the weapon of warfare, the trumpet, our praying, our praising, our dancing, amen, to the Lord, it messes up the enemy. Amen. It confused the enemy. Amen. It confused the enemy. Brothers and sisters, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's so many scriptures about blowing the trumpet. You know, also the Lord will be coming. His second coming, and also the rapture of the church. Let's look at that. Amen. Let's look at that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, the shofar is sounded at the rapture of the saints. Couldn't wait to hear that sound. Amen. Amen. That's why we have to sharpen our ears. Amen. To the voice of God, to the presence of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if we hear that sound, hasta la vista, baby. Goodbye, Earth. Amen. Welcome to the united heaven of God. Amen. Praise God. There's no... Yeah. Your passport is ready, right? Because, yeah. Amen, your passport is ready. You're ready to go anytime. Amen. Amen. Our passport does not have any expiration. Amen. It's good anytime. Amen. You have the seal of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Amen. So when this happens and we are still alive, we will be caught up in the air. We will be raptured. It's the best ride ever. Amen. The best ride ever. It's better than the, I like Indiana Jones in Disneyland. But it's better than that. Amen. We're gonna meet our Savior, our Maker. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No more crying. No more sickness. Amen. No more pain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the shofar, the trumpet, is also the sound of God's voice. In Revelation 1:10. In the book of Revelation 1:10, it is also the sound of God's voice. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. So he heard, this is John saying that he heard the voice of the Lord. It's like a trumpet. Amen. God's voice is like a trumpet. Amen. And also, John was taken up to heaven in the book of Revelation by the sound of the shofar. Revelation 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which might take place after this. So the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me. Amen. So John was taken up to heaven in the book of Revelation by the sound of the shofar. And if you read Revelation 8, it says there, the seven trumpets are sounded when God judges the earth during the tribulation. So the angels will sound seven trumpets. And each time the angel blows the trumpet, it's a judgment for those who are left here. That's why we have a mission, brothers and sisters, to share the gospel to anyone, to the lost. Amen. Our prayer is to fill out these empty seats, vacant chairs, with lost souls. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And before we conclude, I'm going to give you a small trumpet. You know, we haven't used this for the New Year. So it's not even a Jewish New Year, because Rosh Hashanah is it Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur is atonement.
Yeah, or Rosh Hashanah?
New Year.
It's in September. But we're doing it the Christian way. Okay, just pass one and we will blow it later. You have the small trumpet. Trumpet. Yeah, there should be enough for everyone. Just wait for the instruction. Don't be too excited. Testing, testing. Yeah, you can test it. Amen. It's not even Chinese New Year. But you know how they blow it in New Year? There's a significance. Yeah.
We are ushering in.
You know, they blow this also. I haven't read it to you during new moons. New moons. During the change of the season. There's a lot of verses. There's a lot of verses. We only covered some, you know, which are significant. But they are all significant, but there's too many. Amen? Okay, does everybody have theirs? Okay. Let's start with this side. Let's try it. All together. Try this side first. All together. Okay. That's it. The middle one. Okay, the third one. Okay. Okay. We will blow it all together. And then after we blow it, we will call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Let's blow together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's shout the word Jesus. Jesus! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. As we blow this, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You will bring down every wall of pride, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence in this place, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your angels rejoice, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Let them encamp around this place, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Andaravashikaramasande. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for the victory that we have in our Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Jesus.
Let the Spirit of the Lord cause our spiritual ears to be in tune.
Amen.
To the sound of the trumpet.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Let's play it again. Let's play it again.
Thank you, Lord. You're coming, Lord. You're coming again. You're coming again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
can I say this? Value relationships. You value our relationship with God, and He has blessed us with lives that are here, and even those who are part of this church that are not here. And we are thankful for God who would even bring more. Amen. And so today we're going to thank the Lord for our brother Roel. Hallelujah. And we thank God for His faithfulness. And I'm going to call some of you and share a little bit about, you know, what you're thankful for to the Lord. Can I start with Brother Art, since Brother Art is already right there standing by that corner? Come on, Brother Art. Glory to God.
Brother Well, once again, happy birthday, and thank you for the message that you've given to me, to us. And first of all, we all know that Brother Well is a man of few words. And also, we also know that about Peter John. And this morning, he was not, his oxygen is a little bit low. And the enemy is trying to stop them to come to church. But the enemy is defeated again. Because Brother Well is a mighty warrior. He always put his trust to God. And also, he always wear his armor and shield for a battle. And we know that Peter Judd is in good hands. And we, once again, we support you, Brother Well, and we love you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Brother Tito. No, Toto. Come up here. Praise God. Brother Toto, sige nga.
Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to see Brother Roel. Amen. The first time I met him is hindi mo siya mauunahang kamayan. Hindi mo siya mauunahang batiin ka. Lagi kang babatiin ni Brother Roel. Nauuna siya. Yan ang katangian ni Brother Roel. Being a man of God, talagang makikita mo si Kristo sa buhay niya. And being a Uber driver, you know, is not easy also. Like a pastor. You know, being an Uber driver, you meet different kinds of people. At iba-iba yung ugali nila. Higit sa lahat, iba't iba yung amoy nila. At nakita ko sa buhay ni Brother Roel yung patience niya, yung talagang handa siyang tumulong kung wala kang sasakyan. He is a man of integrity. Pag sinabi niyang sasunduin kita, anong oras. Ganun. He is a generous person. Napaka, lagi ko naalala, may dala siyang orange. Rambutan, saging, ice cream. Yung ice cream, may kasamang apa. Talagang handa. Kaya, he's a man of, he's a comedian, a silent comedian. Pag siya'y naging comedian, talagang mapatawa ka ng wala sa oras. Kaya, yung buhay po ni Brother Will, napakagandang gayahin. Hindi natin siya mahihigitan, pero pwede natin siyang gayahin sa mga katangiang ipinagkaloob siya sa kanya ng Diyos. Alam ko na ang bawat isa ay may kanya-kanyang personality na ipinagkaloob ng Diyos. And Brother Roel is a unique one. Purihin ng Diyos. Bawat isa is a unique also. Kaya salamat po sa buhay ni Brother Roel na siyang nagiging encouragement sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin. Nakita ko rin yung sakripisyo niya kay Peter John, even Sister Janet. Noong unang nakita ko siya, binubuhat niya pa si Peter John eh. Talagang sinasakay niya dun sa chair niya. Yung sakripisyo ng isang ama sa kanyang anak, hindi matatawaran. How much more our God? Amen. At yun ay nakikita ko sa buhay ni Brother Will, yung yung pagod niya sa pag-Uber and then pupunta siya dun sa convalescent home para bantayan si Peter John. Napakalaking sakripisyo. Ginawa na po nilang tahanan yung convalescent Chapman. Craftsman ba o Chapman? Kaya alam ko na ang hirap nila ay hindi mawawala ng kabuluhan. Alam ng Diyos lahat ng hirap nila, lahat ng hirap natin. Alam ng Diyos yan. At in due time, ang pangako niya, lahat ng bagay, makakamta natin, sasagutin niya in due time. Kaya salamat kay Brother Ruel. Happy birthday sa iyong kaarawan. At I have a verse for you. Matatagpuan doon sa 3 John 2. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Prosper sa lahat po ng yung sa lahat ng bagay na pangangailangan nila sa pangangatawan, sa emotion, sa lahat ng bagay. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, especially your soul prospereth. Purihin ang Panginoon sa buhay ni Brother Ruel, sa pamilya niya, sa buhay ng bawat isa at Brother Ruel. Hindi namin kayo nakakalimutan, hindi namin nakikilimutan si Peter John. You're always in our prayers. Purihin ng Diyos sa kanyang lahat ng kapurihan at kalwalhatian. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Maganda, praise the Lord. Sister Emma, come on. And I would ask if there's anyone else who would like to, you know, this is your opportunity to thank God for brother. Yes.
It's an honor to be celebrating your birthday, Brother Ruel, with you here. It's really an honor. And I really thank the Lord that He directed my steps here in the New and Living Way. Talagang I have a new and living way life. The teaching here, the preaching, and the fellowship with you all gave a meaning to my life. And a purpose for my living, why I am here on earth, na enlightened ako talaga. I really thank. Yeah, and the life of Brother Ruel is really an inspiration, maybe to all of us, but most especially to me. He demonstrated the love of God through his giving, through his, nakita mo yung, wala man lang siyang kawari-wari in spite of the situations. Alam naman natin ang situations niya with Peter John. Tapos yung, di ba, minsan nawalan siya ng work. But still, sabi ko si Brother Ruel talaga, hindi siya nag-stop na magdala nga ng melon. Lahat, anything na makakapagpaano sa atin talaga. He is really a man of, napaka-generous talaga. Kaya, I know the Lord sees everything He does. Yung pag nagblonga siya ng chauffeur, it's like to me, the voice of God, like, talagang na-feel yung presence. Yeah, not only today, but every time he blow the trumpet there, he's really a representative of God. Yung through all his godly example, he is really a God example. He is the soul, the representative of God here with us. And we want to tell you, Brother Ruel, that how we appreciate everything you do and how we love you. I know God loves you so much also.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Can I call on Brother Ruel? Nelson and Sister Sally, we're going to pray for Brother Ruel. Come on, Brother Ruel. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's just, Brother Ruel, dito sa gitna namin. Diba po sabi, marami tayong dapat ipasalamat. There's so many things that we are to thank God for. And like what we said, our lives are enriched because God uses people like our Brother Ruel to encourage all of us, lalong-lalo in our spiritual lives. Amen. So how many of us are thankful for Him? Amen. 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 Praise God. He's a loving, he loves his family, I know that. And he loves the church of God. Praise God. So through thick and thin, nandito siya. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, ready to pray? Do you want to say something? No. Yeah. Before we pray for Brother Noel's kids, Sister Sally or Brother Nelson, if you'd like to say something else.
The Lord for Brother Well. The Lord used them, husband and wife.
Para sa'yo. Yes, that's right.
They were the one who shared
Jesus to me.
So I thank, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for them. And
yes, yes.
You know, I'm always encouraged by their faithfulness and willingness. Talagang, they're so faithful in serving the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
and
right.
Yung talagang humility, humility and enjoy in serving the Lord.
That's
and
right.
They're really, you know, an example to all of us. And
yes.
We thank you, Brother Ruel.
Brother Ruel, huh?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I've been with this couple for a long time. I've seen their ups and downs, their difficulties and everything, you know.
The Lord has seen
The Lord preserved them, you know. Talagang, it is really amazing how God moves upon the heart of people. You know, maraming dinaana tong couple na to. I've
but
seen
glory
it.
To God.
I've
but
seen
glory.
It. I've seen it.
And yet,
I was a part of them. Amen. So, and I thank the Lord for the strength that the Lord have given them.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Yung faithfulness ni kapatid.
Salamat,
amen.
Thank you. Lord.
Kahit anong dinaana nila, he's still here.
That's
with us.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
I thank God for you, brother.
Thank
you're being faithful.
Amen.
In all the things that God has given you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the
God.
Lord. Amen. Are we ready to speak blessings upon his life now? Amen. Thank you, God. Father God, what a day that we can rejoice over your goodness. We recognize first that, Lord, it's you that has, Lord, created us. You have given Brother Ruel life, and you saved him according to your purpose and plan. Lord, just a few that we heard about how lives were touched through his life, how his encounter with the Lord Jesus has not just changed him, but here he is now as your willing vessel and instrument, O God, sharing the word and being generous of his time, of his skills, Father God. And Lord, even in difficult times, he would say yes to you all the time. He gives his time so that others may be refreshed through the presence of God, by his example, by his teaching the word. And Lord, maraming salamat po. As a family of God, we come before you, honoring you first. Dahil, Lord, ginamit mo si Brother Ruel to enrich our lives. And so, Lord, in turn, alam namin, there's power in prayer. That the best gift comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, as your word says. Kaya, Lord, ikaw ang source ng great blessings, God. Let it flow upon the life of Brother Ruel, Sister Janet, and the whole family. We ask, Father God, na yung anointing ng Holy Spirit mo continually flow upon his life. Wisdom that comes from God would just fill his heart, O God, that every time he says something, he might be a man of few words, but when that time comes, that every time he would open his mouth, it would be words of wisdom that would just bless others, God. Hallelujah. Lord, maraming salamat, Panginoon, O God, for his tenacity, his courage to keep pressing on, O God, no matter what, Lord, for his heart is sold out for Christ. He knows he's the God that he serves is faithful. And so maraming salamat, Panginoon, that you just bless Brother Ruel in spirit, soul, and body, God. Kami as a church, Lord, gamitin mo kami, Panginoon, to be an encourager to him when there would be times, Lord, na maging sensitive kami, God. And so, Lord, today, we thank you for the love of God flowing through his life and, Lord, oh God, even touching us that we may also do the same, oh God, to show love, Lord, sincere love for one another, God. And so, Father God, may you grant him the desires of his heart that you've promised in your word that as we continually delight in you, you shall grant it to those whose heart is trusting you till the end, O God. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, O God, that Lord, marami pang may experience some miracles and powerful, Lord, O God, and maraming signs and wonders that you're going to do upon his life. Kay Peter, John, Panginoon, O God, hallelujah, Lord, in Jesus' name, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, O God, and for his family. And so, Father God, as a church, we speak your blessings upon his life.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brother Well. Happy birthday to you, the Christian way. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May each day of a year, may you feel Jesus near. To you, happy birthday to you, and many more years to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Rowell, thank you for the powerful message today. It just blessed us and touched our hearts. Amen. Let's all rise up and let's just thank the Lord for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, talagang it's such a blessing to come together as a church, as a family of God, when our hearts are knitted together to acknowledge you first in our worship, Father God, and even studying the Word of God together. We thank you for your Word today as was shared by your servant, Lord God. Maraming salamat, Panginoon. And Lord, we pray that you would touch your people. And Father God, na strengthen kami today through the work of your Spirit and your Word. That Father God, even as we commit yung time of fellowship, as we celebrate Brother Rowell's life and his birthday, O God, maraming salamat sa lahat ng blessings that you've given us, O God. And in turn, may yung blessings na binigay mo sa amin, O God, ma-share namin sa marami who needs Jesus in their lives. Help us, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, na makita si Jesus sa aming buhay, Panginoon. Marami pang nangangailangan kay Jesus, Lord God. Let it start with people within our reach, at home, for those who work in our workplaces, for our young people sa schools nila, Panginoon. Bless our children, O God, that they may to be powerful messengers of the gospel, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for touching us, Lord God. We should not be afraid because, God, you are with us. And so, Father God, we even thank you, Father God, for all these things you have done in our midst today. We give you the highest praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's glorify the Lord together. Amen.
May I add something regarding Brother Rebel? Kasi yesterday, I forgot to get water for the party, for Pastor Manette's party. So I texted Brother Nelson and Brother Rebel because I know he always gets water. Sabi ko, I need water. I forgot. So like a few minutes later, he showed up. I thought he was dropping off Mommy Juliet and, you know, Sister Cora. Pero he showed up with water. Praise the Lord. Kasi sabi niya, I had pasahero siya from LA, and then he just drove by and brought me water. Thank you, Brother Rovell. Of course, you know, Sister Janet, both of them and the family. Talagang ano sila, they are my encouragement and inspiration dahil kahit whatever they're going through, He's here. They're faithful. Amen. Thank you. Happy birthday, Sister Jay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's celebrate.
Yes.
Victory is ours. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, bless your name in Jesus. Hosanna in the highest!
Yes, hallelujah!
Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion! They rush in the city, they run in the wall. Great is the army that carries out this word. Sing it!
They rush in the city, they run in the wall. Great is the army that carry out His word. The Lord utter His voice before His army.
Come on.
The Lord utter His voice before His army.
Blow the trumpet!
Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
Blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
They rush in the city, they run on the wall.
Come on.
Great is the army that carried out his word. They rush in the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carried out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion.
Sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm.
Blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Zion, Zion, sound the alarm in the holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in the Zion, Zion,
sound the alarm.
God.
Thank the Lord for his presence in our midst. Amen. Father God, once more, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our hearts today, in our lives, oh God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that we are part of the family of God. And so, Lord, even as we partake, you know, lunch together, God, it will be something different because, Lord, we know what's our common denominator, and that is our faith in your Son, Jesus. That has blessed our lives so much, God. Thank you for touching your people today. And we thank you even for the meal that we are to partake. Bless and sanctify this, oh God. Bless your people with your joy and peace, oh God, and the strength that comes from you to do your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. Glory to God.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Stand the alarm on my holy mountain. Carries out his word. The Lord.
army that carries out His word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out His word. The Lord utters His voice.
Listen.